Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And it's your host, Michelle Thames here. And today, my friend, we are getting real, okay? Real about one of the toughest aspects of entrepreneurship and anything in life, really. Staying motivated, especially when the going gets tough. And as I approach my fifth year as a full-time entrepreneur, believe me, I've had my share of ups and downs. So I'm gonna get real in this episode. So let's dive into how we can really keep our spirits up and our businesses moving forward, even on those hard days, because 2024 has been really tough on a lot of people and myself definitely as well. So I'm here to share and the hopes of inspiring someone else, motivating someone else, you know, this is why. Okay. So every entrepreneur's journey is peppered with challenges. Okay. There's not one person I know, not a friend that I have that I know that has not had a challenge in their business or in life in general, right? There are days you might wake up and question everything you're doing. Is this even worth it? Am I making any impact? Believe me, I've been there. Just in the last few weeks. And I'm here to tell you that those feelings are normal, but they don't have to define your path. Okay. So I want to talk about embracing the journey and not just the destination. Let's talk about perspective. It's super easy to get caught up in where we think we should be that we totally forget to appreciate where we are right now. I want to say I took this weekend to do absolutely that, like really sitting in, Michelle, you've come so far, like really think and appreciate all things that have led up until this point. And I did that. I took some time this weekend to do that. Every part of the journey, including the struggles, is shaping you into a more resilient business owner. During my first year, there were months when it felt like nothing was going right. Sales were low, engagement was low, lower than I hoped. And I learned that those were the times to step back, reassess, and appreciate the growth that comes from adversity. And I've been in this spot many times, not just in the beginning, when sales are low, when engagement is low, when things are just in this lull and you're like, wow, okay, when is it going to go back to the up? Because entrepreneurship is like up, down, up, down, up, down. Anything is like this, to be honest. But of course, I'm an entrepreneur and this is the things I talk about a lot of the times. And so, or things that I know about too, right? But it's up and down, up and down. It's never like a straight line. And so I've been in this place many of times. I don't like the feeling. I know that there's something better on the other side, but just getting like over the hump part is just really super uncomfortable. And I just, when the time comes around, and it's just like the time comes around in business. Like I was telling my husband the other day, I feel like this time last year or 2 years ago, I felt this same way. And then there was this huge shift and things like shifted for business. So I've been in these spaces before. So from the past, I've learned what I need to do. Like I need to continue doing what I'm doing, like ride this out. And I know that on the other side, that there's something better coming. And I just have faith, to be honest with you, that every time I go through something like this in my business, that it will be okay and that I will come out on the other side. There's just like a lesson in all of this that I need to learn. I need to step back, reassess, pivot some things. And that's what I've recently done in business. So I'm really excited, you know, to continue moving forward. But these times do really, it can be stressful. It can be, you know, you can get anxious when sales are low and things like that. So just really learning from those past times and taking time back to step back, reassess, and again, appreciate everything, even the adversity. So now let's break down our goals. When business is tough, looking at the big picture is super overwhelming because you're like, wow, okay, this is so much. That's why I like to set small, achievable goals. This is such a game changer. These are our daily, weekly wins that keep us moving forward. It can be as simple as reaching out to 5 potential clients or enhancing your website. Celebrate these small victories because they do add up. I sent out an email to 92 leads that I had in my email list last week with a targeted email, just like an update email. Why? Because, right, you have leads, you have people that you can reach out to, a potential client. I don't know, one of those 92 people might be interested in what service that I am now offering. So you never know. So it could be as simple as you reaching out to 5 potential clients to get, you know, for a new person to work with. So it can be as easy as that. But sometimes I think that we overthink. Of course we overthink, right? So it could be as simple as that. So let's set some small achievable goals, because that is going to help us move forward. When you got that win is going to fuel us to.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Continue to move forward. Okay, it's fueling us. And so that's really why I love setting those small, achievable goals. So next, I want to talk about staying connected with your why, okay? Staying connected with your why. This is crucial to remember why you started. On the days when it gets really tough, I remind myself why I stepped into entrepreneurship, to create a life where I could be my own boss and where I could help others find their path in the digital world. Reconnect with your purpose. Maybe you do a vision board. Every year I do a vision board party, and it is my number one most sold out event. And so you're listening to this in June 2024. Girl, we gonna have a vision board party definitely in January. And that is my most sold out event. Okay. And so maybe you need to create a vision board to really get things moving, like to visualize, journaling, or maybe just some quiet time to reflect. Your why is your anchor. Again, I spent quiet time this weekend just really reflecting on where I am, where I want to go. Like, have I reached my goals? What do I still need to do? Are there things, you know, that I want to do to continue to move my business forward? Like, just having quiet time to reflect on everything can be important. Okay. It can be important. And also leaning on your community. No one said that you have to do this alone, right? Building a support network of other entrepreneurs can be so uplifting. It can be so amazing. How do I know this? Because I've been a part of communities that have really been beneficial to me. So whether that's online forums, local meetups in your city, or even social media groups, Facebook groups, connect with people who understand your journey. It's nothing like connecting with people who get it. Okay. Sharing your experiences and hearing other stories can reignite your passion and give you new ideas. Absolutely 100%. So community is so important to me. I've been building community on social media from the start, And what I can say about community is that when you find your people, build. Okay. Don't be afraid to go to meetups. Don't be afraid to network, because you never know who is out there. And I know that sometimes on this entrepreneur journey, especially, it can feel very lonely. Like, we don't have a lot of people that we can go to and discuss things with. And sometimes that is hard, right? And so when you find a community like the community here on the Social Media Decoded podcast, I know we have, you know, there's so many different types of people that listen to this podcast. You may be a marketing professional. You may be a business owner. You may have a side hustle. So find that community. There's a community of people who just, you know, who have their side hustle, who maybe just do podcasts, who maybe just do digital products, who maybe focus on something specific. But again, when you find that community and lean in on that community, that support is really amazing. Okay. So I want you to go out and build that supportive network if you have not today. And of course, you can always be a part of my amazing communities. You know, I have the Cashflow Queens on Facebook. So come and join Cashflow Queens, our Facebook group, if you're looking for a supportive community for my ladies. I'm sorry, y'all. For my Cashflow Queens, if you are looking for a supportive community to be a part of, definitely come on over to Facebook and join us, okay? So again, if you are feeling stuck and need a motivational boost, or maybe you just want to share your journey and hear a few words of encouragement, follow me and connect with me on Instagram. My DMs are always open at Michelle L. Thames. Let's build a community where we lift each other up and keep pushing forward no matter what, because that's what I'm on. Let's help one another. I know that none of this is easy. The times that we are in right now may seem a little rocky, but keep your faith. That's what I want to say. You know, I have faith in all things. Keep your faith and keep moving forward. And if that was the message that you just needed to hear today from this whole podcast, then that's the message. Keep your faith and keep moving forward. Thank you all so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded today. I appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to listen to my podcast. You don't understand how amazing you are, okay? Because this is community. Well, maybe you do understand. You are so amazing, and this community is just so near and dear to my heart. So I want to thank you so much. Remember that every challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. Keep your head up and your spirit high. And again, I'm Michelle Thames here, cheering you on every single step of the way, my friend, every single step of the way. And until next time, stay motivated and let's decode your path to success. I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.